What's up, guys? Coach Steve here. Welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Maxine's top 10 finalists, Bonnie Scuds. Bonnie, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Hi, Steve. Good to be here.
I'm so excited to finally get a chance to chat with you. Now, Bonnie, you know, just a few days ago, you found out that you were in the top 10 for the second time. What has the past couple of days been like for you?
Well, I was fairly shocked. I did not enter this challenge at all, really, to even go to win or top 10, top three or whatever. I honestly just did it because, as you probably noticed, I entered the new mum program. So I wanted some motivation to get back into my healthy lifestyle. As some of you could probably imagine, with after having a baby, it's sometimes you fall into a bit of a rut, you've got a bit of baby weight to lose. So this challenge was essentially just to get me back into a good routine and creating some good healthy habits, feeling good about myself again. And I just needed a bit of a push. So that's why I decided to join the challenge for this round.
Bonnie, I feel like I somehow know you for a really long time. And maybe it's because you've been an ambassador for us for a bit of time, maybe had a bit of time off and then redid the challenge in 2020. Would you like to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and, you know, who is Bonnie?
Okay, so I'm a mum of two. I live in Mount Compass, a little town south of Adelaide. I was working up until with the awful COVID situation. My job actually got made redundant, so I was working up until about April this year. So since then, I was made to be a stay-at-home mum with my first little girl, Billy, which is three, and then had little Jackson in July. So been a stay-at-home mum for a bit now, which has been testing at times, and but yeah, still enjoying it, and training and having a healthy lifestyle makes it easier to get through the days. So
Yeah. Well, look, I guess now I want to talk a little bit about why you chose to start the challenge. And you first did the challenge in January 2019, is that correct?
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about maybe why you chose to start that first challenge in the start of 2019 and then why you chose to redo the challenge in September 2020?
Yeah. I guess back in January 2019, I always knew what to do to be fit and healthy, but I just didn't apply it. I wanted to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but sometimes certain things got in the way, so social settings, etc. I did the challenge to create habits that would last, and I've seen so many before and afters and a lot of things popping up on Facebook, and it must have been something I liked previously. Kept seeing things, and I've been wanting to do a 12-week challenge for so long prior to signing up, maybe probably 12 months. Looked at a couple of different organizations that run it, and my partner, his work colleague, was doing the Max's challenge, and he said, "Why don't you join Maxine's?" And I thought, I can't do a 12-week challenge. I just thought it in my head. I wouldn't be able to do it. No. So I just kept, never really bit the bullet. And I finally thought, after Christmas, gained a bit of Christmas weight, as a lot of people do. And I thought, right, I'm over this. I'm just going to sign up and do it. And it seriously was the best thing that I ever did then. I never thought I'd be able to stick to something and get such a great result. Like, I'd always wanted this flat stomach, and I just thought that it was not achievable for me. So I ruled it out. Yeah. And after the 12 weeks, I was completely amazed at what I achieved. So why I did January 19. And then why I did this challenge was because I know it works, and I've done Ambassador for a while, and that's great. I love helping all the other challenges and seeing all the amazing transformations, but I needed to sign up to it and actually post my photo up online for me to be 100% compliant and give it a proper crack. So yeah, that's why I did this one and signed up as new mum, because that's where I was at that stage of my life. So
yeah. Well, look, I just want to unpack that a little bit, because I guess the story that you're telling us now is a common story that I hear from challenges and people I interact with day to day, where I'm so confident that people know how to be healthy. People know what foods they should be eating without me telling them what foods they should be eating. They know what to do in a gym without me telling them what to do in the gym. Like, people know all these things, right? You know you should be eating a salad. You know that you should be doing squats and push-ups and going for a walk and those types of things. But
how many of us do it on a day-to-day basis? That's
the thing, right? Like, even myself, like the head coach of the challenge, Mr. Fitness Guy, like, even sometimes I can't be bothered going to a gym. Sometimes I want to have a burger and a beer on the weekend, right? But actually doing it is a whole nother conversation. And you said it in 2019, you knew what you needed to do, but you may have lacked some of the resources available to you, let that be the media resources around you. Maybe you didn't have the right environment. Maybe you didn't have the right mindset or the right habits.
Yeah, mindset's a big thing too.
But then once you had like a structured 12-week program, regardless what the training program was, who cares what the nutrition program was, you had 12 weeks where there was a deadline in front of you and you go, okay, Bonnie, time to hustle. Let's get this done. And you did what you needed to do and you got it done. Then you went on to...
I had it all in front of me and I followed it. I literally just followed the plan. That's all I did. I don't know if back then we were doing the 10,000 steps a day recommendation, but I didn't always even do that, but I followed the plan. I did the training. I did the nutrition. I think the nutrition is definitely more important than the training most of the time. But I just followed the plan and couldn't believe what I could achieve. Yeah. So. Pretty amazing.
I was going to say, what tends to happen after we go through that 12 weeks of intense training, nutrition, focus, habits, routine, lifestyle change, 12 weeks, then you transition into another period, which you went through as being an ambassador. Now, some people don't formally come on as an ambassador, but they end up being a personal ambassador for fitness, right? So if you were to lose weight, get healthy, you'll start telling your friends and your family, people will start asking you, I want to lose weight, what do I do? And you become this ambassador for health and fitness, right?
You do.
But what tends to happen is when you take on that role, your progress actually slowly starts to decline and decrease because you're no longer just focusing on yourself and prioritizing yourself. You are now indirectly helping other people, right? So instead of being super lean, maybe that flat stomach, six pack training every day, maybe that slowly starts to deteriorate very slowly, very slowly, right? And then you may need something formal and structured like you did in re-signing up to the challenge.
Definitely.
Where you had that accountability, you had to post your photos, a structured timeline and a forced focus of your energy to get it done, even though you knew all the things. You and I probably know the same things. You knew all the things, but you just needed that extra little push. I guess if you're listening to this and you're maybe feeling a little bit overwhelmed where you know these things, you're listening to me say these things, you know these things, but you just can't push the button. Maybe you just need something focused and structured in your life, such as the 12-week challenge to get you started. And then you become the ambassador for fitness. And then it's okay if you slowly deteriorate because you might have to jump back on and do it again, which is a totally fine and normal cycle.
Yeah, I found the photos were a big thing. Like if you knew that you had to upload a photo 4-week check-in, my big thing was I don't want to look the same as the start photo. And I sure as hell don't want to be uploading my start photo. I'm looking exactly the same 12 weeks later. So that was a real big drive for me in the challenge was I did not want to look anywhere near like my start photo. So that photos, really, really helped me. And 4-week photo, little bit of change. The 8-week photo is where I seen the most improvement. Well, obviously the 12-week was better, but and that 4 to 8 week mark was the hardest for me because it's just getting less calories, the training, and your body's just getting a little bit tired and you're starting to lose maybe a little bit of motivation. But then when you see that photo, and I feel like that just drove me to keep pushing for those last 4 weeks. So, I just want to say that photos, definitely were a big motivator for me.
Yeah, that lull from weeks 4 to 8 exists in every single challenge where the first 4 weeks everything's new and exciting. It's like the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
And then that week
and you got all this excitement and this is great. I'm loving the challenge. And then you hit that sort of maybe 6-week mark and you go, still got 6 weeks to go.
Yeah.
Don't know how I'm going to do it.
And then week eight comes around and everyone comes back out of the woodworks and we're like, hey, we survived. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's got this newfound motivation to keep pushing forward. So, and the challenge support group's good for that. So I'm glad I joined that right from the get-go when I first joined up. Got on board with that and everyone sort of gets around you and you have that good environment happening there. So,
yeah, they're so supportive online. I guess my next question was, you've mentioned how you utilize taking photos in the check-ins, and then now you've mentioned how you utilize the Facebook support group for motivation. Are there any other ways that you've learned over maybe the 2019 challenge you did, the 2020 challenge you did, or even the time in between when you were an ambassador? Were there any other ways that you learned how to motivate yourself or to keep yourself accountable or to keep yourself on track throughout your own fitness journey?
Yeah, at the start, I really got into Craig Harper when back in 2019, I would listen to his podcast, the ones available via the Maxine Challenge website.
Mm-hmm.
They really helped me. I actually did write down notes and I tried to apply a lot of the things that he put across. So I found him really, really helpful. And as an ambassador, I've even given that information out to other challengers. Listen to Craig Harper. He's an absolute legend and he knows what he's talking about. He's really good. So I found that really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Other things I found, mainly just trying to get your head right. I think if you've got the right mindset, it's everything sort of just follows. You need to definitely focus on your mindset to get through it and to maintain it for the long term.
Yeah,
if you see it as a 12-week, I know, I guess probably Craig said this as well, but yeah, if you do just see it as a 12-week challenge, you're going to tend to revert back possibly to the same sort of maybe rut that you were in before or going back into old habits slowly. So trying to really work on the mindset was a thing. And yeah, hitting my steps every day, I found that was really good in helping my results. Actually, this time I focused on that, this challenge, I actually bought myself a Fitwatch and actually monitored my steps. So that was another thing that kind of kept the momentum going. I've got to hit my steps every day. And sometimes I'll be walking down the hallway at night trying to get it up when the kids have gone to sleep. But I found that just good to, maintain the momentum, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess I just want to touch on when you talk about mindset. Have you thought of how you would define mindset to someone? Is it something maybe the self-talk that you have to yourself, or is it more of setting the right expectations for something? How do you define getting your mindset in the right place?
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, yeah.
I'd have to think about this.
Yeah, because I think it's a little bit of both, right? Because I think it first starts with that self-talk, that little voice in your head, that little person inside of you that's kind of saying, oh, you should do this, but the couch looks really comfortable. Or maybe you're not strong enough to do a push-up yet. Maybe you should go and do something else. Or that cookie looks really good. This voice in your head that's there, and it's like this self-talk that you kind of have to have active control over and go, no, like I'm disciplined right now. I don't need that cookie. No, I'm strong enough to do a push-up right now. No, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to get out of bed and go for a walk. And you almost need this conscious control over that self-talk.
I think with me, like I tend to get a bit overwhelmed. And right at the start, before I enter the challenge, I think although someone might have looked at my before photo and thought, oh, she's not that big or whatever, I found that if I tend to look at the road ahead and I thought it was too much to even get started. But I feel like if all you got to do is just get started, just start with the challenge, follow the plan. Don't look at how long the road ahead is. And every day, like I know it does sound a bit cliche, but every day, every decision, good decision you make is one step closer to getting towards your goals. I would tend to always look at it's going to take too long. And I was completely amazed that I started to feel comfortable in my own body maybe after 4 weeks. And it might not have been because I had the biggest six-pack or the flattest stomach, but the positivity came with the challenge and the feeling better about myself came with the challenge. Getting out of bed with energy in the morning for instance, things like that. And that all helped with my mindset of being more positive and thinking, yeah, like that piece of chocolate's going to give me satisfaction for 5 or 10 minutes, or that piece of cake for someone's birthday, I could have it, but I've got these 12 weeks and maybe after that I can enjoy it. But to get the best result possible, just stick it out and, yeah, you'll be amazed with what you can achieve.
Yeah. Well, I guess now I kind of want to touch on some of the challenges that you may have faced over your time in the challenge. So could you tell us a little bit about maybe first the 2019 challenge you did and some of the challenges that you had to overcome for that challenge? And then could you touch on maybe some of the challenges that might have been different for the 2020 challenge, such as having a newborn baby? Can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges you had to overcome?
Yeah, well, I guess it's all kind of child related with the first challenge. So I was working 3 days a week. At that point, my daughter would have been 18 months, so a bit of a tricky age. Wasn't the best sleeper. So quite often I'd have to try and get up and train before she woke up. Sometimes that would be, I usually would try and train at 5 a.m. So a lot of the time, sleep deprived, trying to get myself out of bed at that time in the morning was a bit of a struggle. Just trying to get the sessions in, I probably found the training and the nutrition just as hard. I know some people might find the training harder or the nutrition one easier than the other. It was challenging, and I guess that's why they call it a challenge. But yeah, just trying to get those sessions in and off to work on those days were a bit of a struggle. I sort of wasn't one to food prep a whole week in advance. And then when you see a lot of other challenges, they'll prep everything for the whole week. Mine was sort of, I'd do lunches for a couple of days. And then on one of my days off work, I'd then prep for the rest of the week. So I'd sort of have 2 meal preps and do dinners most nights fresh, which was also hard getting home from work and trying to do that. But I found that it just worked better. I got too overwhelmed with trying to do a whole week's worth of meal prep in one day. So that's how I worked the nutrition out. So yeah, that was pretty hard because my daughter was sort of just on her feet then. So pretty struggling. Sometimes I'd have her out in the gym with me and that wasn't always easy. Back then we had the gym set up, which is now our kids' playroom, but that used to be our gym. So it was nice and big. It was good. But I guess now, stay-at-home mum, I've got 2 kids and our gym's a lot smaller. We moved that into the shed to make our gym, that was a gym, into a kids' playroom. Mm-hmm. So better for the kids. They get to sort of play and hang out in the gym while I'm training in the shed. And not too bad at the moment because my little one's only 4.5 months. So he's sort of quite stationary and he's a pretty good kid. He's quite happy to sort of be lying on the floor and on his own. And I've sort of got the beauty to train whenever I want, but I still try and make myself train in the morning, same sort of time every day so I can have a bit of a routine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, things are different. Still hard now. It's hard back then, but I know that when I'm eating healthy and training, I'm a better person. So that's what keeps me going and doing it. Some mornings I wake up, yeah, I don't want to train. I just can't be bothered. But I know I talk myself into it. You know you're going to feel better once you finish, Bonnie. Just get out there and do it. And 9 times out of 10, I do. Yeah. I do get out there. Not perfect, but yeah, I try to get it done every day.
I just want to touch on being a new mum. What was the transition like going from being quite fit and active as one of our ambassadors and such, then falling pregnant, having the baby, and then bouncing back into fitness? What was the transition like postnatal, like after the baby? Did you find that your fitness level changed? What was it like when you were looking at your previous levels of fitness and then your then level of fitness? What was that emotion like when you maybe looked at how fit you were before to how you were now?
Yeah.
Was there any heartbreak there or did you feel confident that you would be able to get back to where you were?
Yeah. Well, I'm someone that's kind of, I guess, pretty hard on myself. I still tried to keep training while I was pregnant. I had a pretty tough pregnancy, a lot of pain towards the end. I tried to keep training sort of halfway into the third trimester and my husband just said, Bonnie, you've got to back it off because you can't keep doing what you're doing. So I guess I eased off my training sort of into the second and the third trimester, which then obviously my fitness levels declined. Having a baby this time around was a bit different because I did have to go cesarean, emergency cesarean. So bouncing back from exercise this time compared to first time around with my daughter because she was natural, that was a lot different. And I think, yeah, putting too much pressure on myself to get back into it sooner. So that was very challenging. Just having to take it easy, I did new mum beginner. So for me to do that, even just to have that in my mind, doing a beginner, I was like, I just want to do the harder one, but my body just wouldn't let me. Even with deadlifting and things like that, I had to be super careful not to lift too heavy. I just had to modify the exercises. I'm lucky that my husband is actually a qualified PT. So he would give me a bit of advice here and there on what not to do and things to do differently because of my fitness level postnatal. So a lot different. I only most of the time just did the three rounds of the circuits because my cardio just wasn't there, and trying to train with the two kids and trying to fit in a whole session with the three exercises and then the five rounds of the circuit plus the warm up and the cool down sometimes was a bit hard to get in as well. So I just had to do what I could really and just I guess make sure that I was eating right to coincide maybe for a bit of lack of training, but obviously with feeding and things like that you can eat, have a little bit of a higher calorie intake anyway.
So
very different. I just had to be kind to my body, I guess, which is not always something that we are all good at doing and easing off, but I had to do it for myself. To keep my body safe and free from injury. So,
I guess now I want to touch on learning, right? So whenever we're doing anything in life, you know, we're always trying to learn something new. And I guess this question is more about your transition from that 2019 challenge to that 2020 challenge, that period where you were an ambassador. Can you speak a little bit about maybe some of the things that you learned along the way, or maybe some things that you might have changed your mind about along the way as you kind of developed more into this ambassador of fitness, you know, being in top 10 twice now? Can you speak about maybe some of the things you learned, let that be something really formal, like, you know, what is a calorie, what is a protein, or maybe something informal such as, you know, I can do it if I put my mind to it?
Yeah, I guess that's probably a really good one. I'm a sort of person that does have a lot of negative self-talk. Before I even entered the challenge, I guess I just talked myself out of it so many times before I ever entered, you know, like it's 12 weeks. That's a long time. Yeah, I guess I just kept talking myself out of it that I couldn't apply it. And I never thought I'd be one of those people that could achieve such a lean, toned physique as what I got. So I learned, I guess, that you just got to take it day by day. Don't look at the road ahead of how far you've got to go. And when you're looking at your body each day, you probably don't see much of a change, but every decision that you make, where it be to not eat that cake, to eat what's on your meal plan, to do the training, just to keep following the plan, doing the training, eating right, and your body will reward you if you do the right things. So I got a newfound confidence in myself that I am one of those people that can do it, and everyone is one of those people that can do it if they, yeah, I guess it does sound very cliche and a lot of people say it, but you really can do whatever you want if you just set your mind to it. And then, yeah, like that's why I came back, because I know the system works. I mainly use my fitness power. So I sort of probably this time I followed more of a flexible dieting approach. So I just counted the calories and followed the plan that way, which was a bit different to the way I did it in 2019. But that worked for me because maybe I do have a bit more experience in calories, counting calories maybe, and using that app. So I found that that worked for me. But you just got to be compliant. And, you know, if you stuff a meal up, like everyone says, don't throw the towel in. It's one meal, or just, you know, wake up in the morning, eat a good brekkie, get out and train and you'll be right. You just got to keep pushing forward. Keep just trying to make the best decision possible.
I love that. I love that. Have a good brekkie, go out and train and you'll be right.
Don't get down in dumps about what you did yesterday. Get over it. Don't beat yourself up about it.
And that's it. I think like the way you put it, it just comes across so simple. And I think that's what it is when we look at it. You know, it's a really simple thing. It's eating good food, go do some exercise, and it's all going to work out. And then sometimes we personally want to overcomplicate it, make it really challenging. And I'm not saying that simple is easy. Simple is very challenging. You know, when you throw in life, the challenge gets challenging, right?
Oh, definitely.
At the end of the day, it's really simple concepts. You know, we're talking about, hey, go for a walk. We're talking about, hey, drink some water. Hey, you know, enjoy a salad. Maybe don't drink alcohol for the next 12 weeks. Maybe avoid that pizza. Well, maybe, I don't know, Domino's pizza for 12 weeks, right? So it's simple concepts, but sometimes really, really difficult to apply. And we need some discipline, some self-control, some positive self-talk to get us across the line. Now, Bonnie, finally here, you know, you've given us lots of different gems and advice and words of wisdom. If someone came to you right now and was wanting to get fit and healthy or was about to start the challenge and they were asking for advice, what kind of advice would you give somebody?
Don't overthink it. Don't procrastinate. Don't doubt yourself. Basically, just do it. just don't overthink it. That's one of my biggest things. I'm an overthinker myself. I would just overthink it way too much and think that it's all too hard. But you don't need to a fancy gym. Like the whole, I made top 10 in January and this round, both in a home gym. Don't think that you've got to have the world's best equipment and have a lot of money either for the nutrition, because healthy eating, you can adapt and make it as cheap as you want or as expensive as you want. Yeah, don't overthink it and I go off on tangents and then I lose what I'm talking about. I swear I've still got baby brain, all right. You gotta cut me a bit of slack.
That's okay. Look, Bonnie, look, let's wrap it up there. Look, I want to take a moment to thank you for being part of the Challenge podcast and sharing your words of wisdom. I want to congratulate you for making the top 10 for the second time. And you've shown so many people, not just women, guys and girls out there that, you know, it can be done. Even if you have just given birth and have a new baby, or if you're training from home, anyone can do it if you put your mind to it. So Bonnie, thank you so much for being part of our Challenge community. And once again, yes, a big congratulations to you.
Thanks so much. No, that was a pleasure to chat to you, Steve.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.